Hello, and welcome back to the Pleasurable Money Podcast. I am your host, Megan, and I am so happy to have you here. Today, I wanted to introduce you to a new friend of mine, Felicia. She is a Kangen water supplier. She just invested in her second water machine, and she is trying to create her own business. The thing is that she is really turned off and disenchanted by the online coaching industry. There's a lot of sketchy practices that really rub her the wrong way and give her the ick. So you'll hear in the episode how I phrase my questions to be really probing to figure out exactly what it is that she desires from her business. If it's going to be an in-person business and not a solely online business, what does that look like for her? And we played a little bit with dreaming, and we played a little bit with the idea that money is coming up to support her through her relationship, and this idea of like daddy money taking care of her and spoiling her rotten. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. If you do, share it on your Instagram stories and tag me. I'd love to see that you're listening. And let's dive right on in. So actually, I wanted to start by highlighting one of your wins. So in the form you filled out, you said, I was asking, what are your top three money goals in the next 6 months? And you said, invest in a second machine, invest in a shower unit, and create cash flow through my own business. Mm-hmm. And you already did one of those. So that's amazing. Yeah. Tell me about that win for you. Brag a little bit.
So it kind of came out of a little bit of a push, an external push, because so Enagic is the company that creates the machine and that like I financed my first machine through. Mm-hmm. And so through that separation, losing access to my machine, I was still paying the machine off. And I didn't have access to it. And so my plan was, okay, I got my taxes back. I'm going to use this money and I'm going to pay the machine off so that I can start saving to invest in another machine. That was my intention. And then the external push came from Enagic announced, oh, May 10th, we're going to double our financing charge from $10 a month to $20 a month. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, fuck. Well, I got to make that happen before, you know, I got to invest before that happens. I don't want to pay double my financing charge. So that pushed me to invest at that time because the down payment for the machine is
$1,300. Wow. And what's the total cost?
About $5,000.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's like taxes because I live in California and we have like the highest taxes. So a lot of it's taxes. If you live in other states, it's like a less down payment. But for me, it was $1,300. And so I knew that. And that's like literally almost the exact amount of my checks that I get biweekly from my 9 to 5. So I was like, okay. And I had maybe like $300 left from the last check. So I was like, fuck. I'm going to be like super drained if I do this. I'm going to have like nothing. And then I was like, well, I'm in this relationship. I have a pretty new relationship. We've been together since January. And he's been so supportive, especially of this like vision and dream and everything with the water. And he understands, you know, kind of my situation of what happened and everything. And so I was like, it's going to be fine. He's going to support me. We're going to do this together. I'll be good. You know, we talked about it and he's like, yeah, you need to do it. So I did it. And then I went to my 9 to 5 that day and I come home and he left me $500 on my nightstand.
Oh.
And was like, babe, this is for you for like the down payment. Like, I want to help you not feel so stressed about money.
my God, I
And
love
he's
that.
been like, also typically our arrangement, so he pays rent and then I pay groceries because he makes more money than I do. So he's like, and I understand, I'm probably gonna have to chip in for groceries this time too. So he was just completely supportive from the beginning. Like he was there, he sat with me to make the investment, like to click the links and make it happen, So like he's been so supportive the entire time, and I just felt like so held, and I'm just felt safe to jump into it.
I'm so like celebrating you right now. I'm so curious about how does it feel to receive that like masculine support system from him?
Ever experienced anything like this in my life, not through my family, friends, like nothing. I've never felt so supported, so held. And also, like, he has such a balance of that masculine and also feminine. Like, he also holds the emotion too, like the excitement, and he sees the disappointment and he holds me through it instead of like trying to fix me. He's just like, well, how can I support you?
Yeah, I love that. I wonder if you have made the correlation between like how money is acting in your life, like related to how this new support system is acting in your life. So do you feel like money has kind of come up to support you in the way that your partner has?
I feel like when it counts and when things happen like this, yes. And I feel like every day money is showing up more for me because I'm showing up more for money. I'm taking actual steps, not just in mindset and belief system, but actual on top of that, taking actual physical steps like, okay, do I really want this coffee right now? Or do I want my water? What's more important to me? Like actually getting serious about what do I truly want, and what can I let go of in this moment to align myself with getting this that I desire. So I feel like I've been kind of resentful of money lately. Going through a little bit of a detox with the water again, having it back. I feel like it's been a lot more of an emotional purge this time because, like with our home, we've been having issues with the septic. And so we're looking at trying to move. And, California is very pricey. And I don't want to be paying rent to not own my home, and I feel like it's a waste of money. So it's like having all these feelings coming up about money. So I've been super resentful that I work so hard and I don't have money, and I'm a good person and I don't have money, and I see these crappy people and like or young people that don't work as hard as I do, and I just have like all this resentment. I've been like reminding myself that I'm grateful for, and at the same time reminding myself that I'm grateful, for what I do have and how money shows up for me, and being more aware of it and more aware of myself, my feelings and thoughts, and not letting it like trail.
Yeah, I'm curious if like do you feel better when you try to kind of push down those resentful emotions, or does it feel worse?
I don't really try to push them down. I just haven't been taking the steps to express it properly, I feel. Like, I feel like it's been coming up and I haven't given enough effort to express it properly. Like, I haven't been in the gym lately. I haven't gone into nature lately. I've just kind of been living, like going through the motions lately. I've been like, oh, okay, I'm going to work. Oh, I gotta eat. Oh, I have to do this. It's like I'm just kind of like going through the motions, and also like seeing that and like, okay, I need to get out of this, and how can I set myself up for success? Like today I'm gonna call out of my 9 to 5 and I'm gonna go do some food shopping so that I can support my body and support myself with having food and not being stressed about, oh, shit, I don't have anything to eat, so I guess I'm gonna eat out. So like trying to take better steps and like take better care of myself behind the scenes so that I can focus on showing up in my business and showing up everywhere else in my life.
So speaking of your business and this, the text that you sent me through Instagram, you were speaking about how you don't want to do things online really anymore. Tell me about where that came from and like what you're thinking.
So I feel like the investment of this second machine is almost like a rebirth of my business and a death of my, the first phase. It's like that first phase for me was learning, absorbing all the structures and all the information and seeing how other people do it. And I feel like I was forcing myself to do online because I had seen so many people make money and be successful and find their people and find their communities and make so much impact. And I'm like, well, that's what I want. And I just like told myself, well, online's the only way to do it, or that's the best way because you can reach people all over, not just in person. And so I felt finally realized like that's just not where I'm comfortable. It feels, even when I'm being authentic, it feels forced or fake rather than when I'm in person, things just flow. Or like when, like doing this one-on-one call and like talking with someone versus doing like a group or a community or speaking to no one when you're like doing a live. I do better with lives when I'm like going live with someone else. I realize that for sure. I don't feel comfortable just talking to no one or talking to myself, or I do better feeding off of energy and body language and stuff from others.
So how do you see that translating into this new rebirth of your business?
So, one, not making myself bad or wrong for not wanting to do online or show up how everyone expects me to or says, oh, that's how you're going to be successful. Like I've always done everything different. So why would this be any different? Of course I'm going to be different. So accepting myself and giving myself permission to be different and to do things differently. And also like celebrating myself for recognizing, yeah, maybe online isn't 100% for me. And also like, okay, so then how can I be in person? How can I reach people? How can I be in the community? How can I be around people that will get what I'm doing and me,
I mean, I think the biggest first step that I would say that you could use as a catalyst into this new phase is to follow a bunch of people on Instagram who are in person, who don't do their business solely online, so that you can see and get that expander in your mind that that is possible, because I can see how it's like very, it can be very limiting where you're like, okay, well, I see all these other people and they're doing excellent things online, but they're solely online. So how can I do this differently? And so definitely taking that first step of like following a bunch of people that do it how you want to do it. Because as much as we think that like we're doing things differently, there are already people out there who are blazing the path that we can follow or get inspiration from.
And part of me too, like, sees the value in social media, and like I've been sitting with also trying to have a rebirth of my Instagram. Like, what do I want? That's really the only platform I use. I don't really feel called too much. I've been I literally just made a Facebook, like just to start connecting in groups, like we talked about, like just throwing myself into community. But I typically just go for Instagram. So like really thinking about what is my Instagram? Like, how do I want to use it? How do I want to show up on there? Because I do enjoy creating content. I do enjoy the process of like actually creating slides and reels and all of that. You know, it's fun for me to express myself that way. So it's like I don't want to completely disregard it. That's just not where I want to put most of my effort into, you know, like a lot of like people in my community are, oh, well, you should do courses, or you could do, you know, do healing sessions, or I do fitness stuff. So they're like, you could do your fitness stuff too. And so it's like, I feel like I want to do something. Like, how do I show up and best serve? And how do I use my gifts? You know, that's where I'm at. Like, I just feel like I want to do something. I'm just not sure what to do.
So, I mean, if we were to use your gifts, like you just mentioned, like training or exercise or fitness, can you imagine what an in-person event might look like around that theme with the Enagic Kangen water as like the centerpiece?
I would probably speak to how it affects your body, how being hydrated would increase your performance and help you feel better in the gym. And also, if you choose to utilize supplements, how you would use less, actually absorb more. And I feel like I do resonate a lot with fitness-minded people because they like science behind like hormones and, oh, how does the body work? How can we optimize the body? And then there's some level of like self-determination and work ethics. Like there's no one telling them you got to go to the gym. I resonate with those people that are like, that's my lifestyle. I just go to the gym. That's who I am. It makes me feel good, you know, because the water's just another tool.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think as someone who is in the into the fitness like influencers for a long time in my early 20s, you always hear about the additives that you can put in the water. You always hear about the supplements, like you said, and like eating right and like fueling your body that way, but it's never about the water itself. It's never about the hydration that can come from the actual minerals that you're putting in your water. So I think that's a great niche that you could focus on is gym baddies who are into like fueling their body well and who are maybe missing that piece of like, okay, what if we just like, what if we removed all the powders and the caffeine and all of that, and just really focused on the purity of the water. I'm curious if you can see like any type of event that you might host.
See, that's the thing. I don't see myself hosting events. The most I would probably, as far as hosting, want to do, I do see myself maybe having a booth or some type of place with where I can share information and maybe share samples of the water, you know.
So you don't see yourself online creating courses or anything like that, and you don't see yourself hosting events. Is there anything else that's coming through for you that you feel like you may have a loose idea of what your business would look like?
I feel the most alive and like useful doing this kind of stuff. One-on-one, maybe two or three people talking to at a time, you know, like just really sharing my experience my wisdom, the tools that have helped me and have been helpful for me, you know?
Okay, so like what about speaking engagements where you can really share your story and that kind of thing, and then, or maybe facilitating like story time circles, more like intimate connection circles where it's just a few of you and you're sharing stories and that kind of thing. Does that feel like it resonates, or you're thinking more of like coaching one-on-one?
Definitely feel called to do one-on-one. The group stuff, like you said, if it's an intimate thing, right now it's hard for me to picture just because I don't have anyone in my life. Like, I've pretty much been kind of a loner. I just have my boyfriend. So it's like I have a hard time seeing myself with others like that.
Okay. So I'm just trying to kind of put myself in your shoes and imagine what you might, like, what your expertise could really be as far as being one-on-one with someone.
I feel like that's kind of something too that's wrapped up with the water business. It's because, you know, whoever invests with you, you work with them. So that essentially is inheriting a one-on-one coach.
When they invest in the machine through your funnel or channel.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have someone that you, I mean, I guess you purchased it through yourself, the second machine, but with the first machine, did you invest through someone else?
Yes. Yeah. So I have someone that like I can schedule calls with, chat with, you know, that supports me.
And what kind of support do you receive from that?
I check in with her periodically. I resonated more with her at the time when I first invested, because I was very much like into spirituality and like heavy on all of that. And that's kind of, she's Miss Airy Fairy. So that's kind of the realm that she lives in. And I love that, you know. And for her, like what drew me to her, how I even invested in the water, I randomly saw a reel that she was just like dancing around, you know, and I just clicked on it because I liked her energy. And then she just said something like the water, and I'm like, what water, what is she talking about? And I clicked on her profile and then like binged all this information about the water and like jumped on we have like these science webinars that we host. So I jumped on one of those and I was instantly sold. But like for her, it's her energy. It's like her expressing herself, dancing around, and you know, she does everything online. So maybe too, I was trying to mirror her success and what she does too, you know. So I feel, and she's super young, she's only 23, I'm gonna be 31, so there's a little bit of a disconnect in that. So sometimes we just don't like resonate certain ideas and like work well sometimes. I like other perspectives, I guess.
I also turned 31 this year as well.
Oh yeah. Well, happy belated birthday or early birthday.
Yeah. So okay, so now I'm curious about like when you say that you were attracted to her energy and she just kind of shows up online and expresses her energy. What is your energy? Like, if you were to go online and express yourself, what would it be?
I guess that's what it all kind of comes down to. I feel so confused about how to express myself or how to even define my energy, because, like, passionate. That's, I'm passionate. I live in integrity. I lead with love and gratitude. That's like my energy is loving, supportive. Yeah.
Okay. So, but I also know that your bio is like horny for hydration or horny for water or something like that, right? So what I can see from you, and I know that you mentioned that you don't want to completely give up social media. So what I can see from you is focusing on the water through the lens of exercise and fitness, and also through more of your sensual, sexual expression as well. So maybe focusing on lubrication and like that sort of hydration as far as like sex and masturbation and stuff goes. Does that feel like it resonates?
That's kind of something, so not specifically that, but I've been feeling like I want to bring more of the sexual energy into it. I'm just not sure how to do it to where it doesn't feel forced,
Okay.
you know?
Is there anything that you do already that you could just start to share with your audience?
And that's the thing too. I feel so like when it comes to Instagram and online, I feel like just sharing what I do and stuff like that just feels, I don't know, so inauthentic for me. Like, I don't like to talk about what I'm doing. I just like doing what I do. People see what I do and are like, okay, how can I do that? I don't like being like, today I'm doing this, this, and this to feel this way. It just seems so influencer to me. Like everyone is doing that.
Yeah. So
that's kind of like, I think what makes me so turned off about being online. I really don't want to do what everyone's doing. I don't want to sound like everyone. I don't want to like put myself in that box.
Yeah.
And then I'm at the same time, I'm also not sure how to authentically express myself.
So I'm actually getting images of you doing similar things to this woman that you invested through, where you clicked on a reel where she was just dancing. I'm getting images of you creating reels of just you working out, or like there's no speaking. It's all very like aesthetic, like music over moving pictures. Does that make sense? So it's less of like you're teaching and more of like you're showing and storytelling, maybe, instead of like, you know, use these three tips to like get better gains or whatever, you know. So maybe in a different way you can be storytelling. Do you like to do you enjoy writing?
No.
Okay. But you do enjoy storytelling.
It's a skill that I'm choosing to sharpen. I actually read a book called The Story Selling Method. It's actually about selling, like using stories to sell. But in everyday life, I mean, it's been, I just barely started diving into it, but already it's like, well, that makes sense. Like, for instance, he had this master class where it's like when people, you know, when you hop on a call, what's the first thing someone asks you? How are you? How are you today? And you're like, oh yeah, I'm good. How are you? You know, and I'm the type of person, I really don't like surface level conversations. I like to get right into personal stuff. So that's kind of what he was saying. Like, that's so impersonal. And everyone says that. And it's like, are you really good? You don't know. So he's like, instead of just replying with that, reply with a story. And so for an example, you would say like, I'm amazing. I had the best cup of coffee. You know, I sat in bed all nice and warm, drank my coffee, got to read my book. When was the last time you got to enjoy your coffee in bed or whatever. So
Mm.
that way it's like, instead of just saying how you are, you're saying how you are and then kind of like telling them why, making them feel why you feel that way, and then inviting them to express when was the last time you felt this way. So it's kind of like an instant connection.
I love that.
Yeah. So storytelling is definitely, I feel drawn to, and I feel I want to get better at that. So it's definitely on my radar.
Well, cool. I think, how does the creating reels with really just like music and like showing an activity once per day of you enjoying your water, how does that feel?
I mean, I kind of had an idea of doing something similar, like something I like making reels of is what the water does, like the uses. Like I have reels of like, oh, I cleaned the stove after Thanksgiving dinner. It was all greasy. You know, now it's clean and with only just water. Oh, I cleaned this mirror with just water, no streaks. I cleaned this stainless steel fridge that has fingerprints all over it with just water. I like doing demo videos. I haven't really like made videos of myself just sitting with the water or drinking the water or like me with the water. It's usually like me doing something with the water or using it in some way.
Yeah, so I'm seeing, and this is just my vision of you, like you can see something completely different, but I'm seeing a lot of like almost like a perspective video where like you have a bottle of water in the forefront of the video and like you're doing deadlifts or something in the background. And it's just like, you know, a 10 second clip of you lifting weights with the focus on the water bottle. And maybe you put some like captions on screen talking about how you use the water in the gym or whatever. I think this like fitness niche or even a fitness and sexuality niche could be really like titillating or like tantalizing for you.
Yeah. There's also a third a third little angle to my pyramid here.
Okay.
So the trifecta that creates my passions, the water, fitness, and like womb. I have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. So I've struggled with hormonal imbalances my entire life, horrible period pains, all sorts of stuff. And like this water's really helped me with a lot of that. And I did like this course where it combined like the science of what's happening in your body during your cycle, and then also spirituality, like the phases, how to express yourself, how to have self-care, the different archetypes. And like, so I've also, my heart really lies like in womb stuff as well, like that kind of work. And at the same time, I'm also kind of scared to go into that realm because I don't want to be a spiritual womb person. Like, oh yes, feel yourself implanted in your womb, envision yourself being birthed, and you know, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I it makes total sense. Yeah, okay. So as we kind of wrap up here, I want to recap your triangle. So we have the water, womb stuff, and fitness. And I think these could be like, I don't know, I just get really excited listen to you speak about it because I can feel how excited you are. I'm curious actually, is there like a, I don't know, like a judgment of like influencer girlies or like, do you cringe? Is it like a cringe moment?
Yeah, because for me, I just see, like I kind of said earlier, I feel like everyone's doing the same thing. And I don't know. It makes me sad that everyone does the same thing and says the same thing and you know, in the same formats. It's like, yeah, you might be, like you said, oh, the three tips to help your fitness. Like that is everywhere, every niche, everything. The three tips to help you this, the three, you know, like I'm so fucking sick of all the same shit everywhere. And so sick of marketing, like get to the real help. Like so many times people reel you in. Oh, there's the three best tips and it's rest, move your body, breathe air. Okay. Actually bring value.
Yeah.
And reel people in and like catch people. Oh yeah, you fucking got it. Like you clicked on my shit. Now you're gonna buy it from me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like that just feels nasty for me. That just feels fake and feels icky to me. I mean, no shame on them. If that works for you, like I said, even with my mentor, like her energy, like the way she does her thing is great for her. I don't see myself doing things in that way. No hate, no anything. You know, it's beautiful that everyone does things the way they do. That's just not me.
Mm.
And I don't want to be perceived that way, I think, is not so much a judgment, maybe just a fear of being perceived or seen as, oh, well, you're just like every other person selling something. Whereas I feel like this honestly, truly changed my life. And I really honestly want to share it with you and help you see the value and help you also change your life if that's what you want.
Yeah. I mean, that I feel like this is like integral to this shift or this death and rebirth of your business, because I had this moment too, not that long ago, where I was like, I'm so fucking sick of how everyone's doing everything. Like, I hate these like bite-sized morsels of content. Like, I want to feel nourished, and I don't want to feel like I've just had an empty snack of like potato chips or something. Like,
yeah.
I want something deeper. And so, I have this crisis. It happens a lot in my luteal phase when I'm about to go into my bleed. I'm like very much doom and gloom. Like, I hate everything. And so I get very disenchanted sometimes when I'm in my luteal phase of just like, ugh, everything online is just, ugh, just like,
yeah.
And like, of course, I follow a lot of entrepreneurs. I follow a lot of coaches, and everybody's selling their thing. So I'm like inundated with the sales aspect of business.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah. And I feel like even when you find a good piece of content, you're waiting for someone to sell you.
Yes.
Like, okay, you know, the last slide's going to be, if you like this, say, follow, share, and buy my new program. Like,
yeah.
It almost feels like you get this info, but it's only a small piece. If you worked with me, you get so much more. It's almost like teasing and like, well, you only get this if you invest in me. Like you're so valuable. I get, obviously, your time is valuable and your wisdom is valuable, energy is valuable and everything. But like, there's almost a sense of like, I'm better than you. You need to pay me to get better information. This is all I'm releasing to you for free.
Yeah.
I feel like information, real information that can really help people, is not accessible. Like, you have to have money. You have to be in the right time at the right place. Like, I know you work with Amber. So that vault, I purchased the vault. And like, seeing that was like, holy fuck. Like, exactly that. They're not like, oh yeah, this is my however many $1,000 program and you're only selling the vault for $55. I'm not going to be part of that. You know, like everyone was like, yes, this should be accessible to people. I love that, because I feel like money has kept me from doing a lot of things in my life because, oh, I haven't had the money for this program. Oh, if I had the money to do this, you know, it's like I've always made the best of what I have, and I've always been fortunate to, like, that program I was telling you about that was a womb science and spirituality. I got gifted a scholarship to that. So it's like certain things, like, I've worked for, and it feels good to work for those things, you know?
Yeah, well, I love Amber. I feel like her podcasts and like the stuff that she puts out in her low ticket offers is exactly like, it's everything that she does. Like, she doesn't
She doesn't
scale. It's
right.
not scale back. She gives you all of her. It's just how personal one-on-one are you getting with her?
Right. It's more
What are
like
you looking for?
tailored to you,
Yeah.
more customized. Yeah. Well, yeah, I love the way she does things. So I'm curious if like if you can take the energy that you love from your mentor and take what you see from Amber, and then also take this like three-pronged triangle that you've expressed to me and create something that is so unique to you. And I know it's going to feel like you're throwing spaghetti at the wall for a while to just like figure out what feels good. But I
Yeah.
think like there needs to be more people online that feel like you and I do about the bite-size content creation. Like I was on TikTok for a while and I can't do it anymore. I can't do it because it's just like it's so everything's so nuanced. Like you cannot dilute your content into something so short form. And that's what really gets me. So anyway, all that to say is that your your magic is so like needed on the online space, and like your frustration with coaching and like sales and marketing is going to resonate with so many people. And then you also get to tell your stories and like not sell on the last slide. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like having a balance of course, I have something to sell at the end of the day, but, and it's not about that though. It's not about making that sale. It's about how can I support you? How can I help you be better if that's what you're choosing? And also, like, really discerning, being discerning with my energy. Like, when I first got into this business, we have like a Telegram chat, like a bunch of different groups that you can join from my thing. And so I used to kind of like hop in there and help people all the time, like coach people. And then I realized so many other people started coming to me asking for help. And I'm like, wait, you guys have your uplines. Like, why are you coming to me? And it started becoming really overwhelming. And I was like, wait a second, I'm doing this to myself. Like, I'm putting myself out there helping them and then getting mad that they're coming to me for help.
Do
I
they
forget what
feel
I was
like
talking
a
about.
lot of pressure to like responsibility?
What was that?
Did it feel like a lot of responsibility to carry those people?
Yes and no. At first, a little bit, because I was like, I didn't have my own team. So I'm like, well, I don't have my own team, so I'm going to be helpful to everyone else's teams, And then it started becoming draining or
Yeah.
like very one-sided. And I was like, wait a second. I have the power to stop this. I have the power to not put myself out there and attract this kind of energy. And I set up better boundaries.
Right. Yeah. Well, we are at the end of our session. We're actually about 15 minutes over, but I've just loved talking to you, and I think we've got a lot more to talk about. But I'd love to know as we wrap up just like a couple takeaways that you have, and yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
So, takeaways, I'm feeling permission to do more offline and also to take what I like from my mentors and those around me that I'm inspired by and create my own flavor, my own expression. Yeah, and really allowing me to express how I'm feeling and my frustrations. Because I feel sometimes in my own community, they're like, well, that's just it. just get over it, you know? Whereas I feel like you share the same frustration, so it's nice to not be the only one.
No, dude, like, you've got to, I shouldn't say you've got to, you get to express frustration and be angry and be fucking sick of practices that you find annoying or overdone or sleazy or whatever it is, and you get to change them. Like, you don't, especially in your own business, it's like, I say this so much, it's like, you can do whatever you want, however you want.
Yeah.
Like, I've met someone who does tarot readings or like card readings with Pokemon cards. Like you can do whatever you want. Like, I just, that's like my biggest thing.
Yeah. For me, it's really just like, what do I want? And I'm really trying to, like, now that I have the water back, I'm trying to give myself space to really sit with getting this back, because stuff used to flow to me like crazy, you know. Now I feel so cut off and so clouded. I feel like a cloudy little puddle. So I'm trying to, like, wait for the waters to settle back down so I can see clearly and feel clearly again. So just giving myself space right now to be and set up structures to support myself, because also recognizing that it also comes back to me, and like, how am I supporting myself? How can I show up and support others if I'm not showing up for myself and supporting myself?
Yeah, totally. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I loved connecting with you.
Yeah, I'm so happy that we finally, like, actually got to chat and talk. You know, I love this. It was awesome. I appreciate your time and your wisdom and your energy.
I'm always here for you. And I want you to keep me up to date and, like, keep in touch about how things progress and, like, your ideas and your brags. I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm feeling, for now, I want to, like I said, sit with the water. And then I really want to dive into what expression means for me. How do I put my passion and my energy out there? How can I best serve people? And I think you can help me pull that out. So definitely going to keep in contact and see also what you're offering, and keep an eye open.
Amazing. Well, you know, my 6-month private coaching has a sliding scale for everyone who is, you know, lower income or doesn't have as much access to money as others. So I'd be happy to send that information whenever you're ready. And then I do have multiple other levels of investment, whether they're one-off or like my 2-week Telegram, that kind of thing. So yeah,
whenever
you're ready.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Well, I hope you have a great weekend and we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
I will. Thank you. I hope you do too.
Okay. Bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.